Welcome to Truth Matters Church, a ministry devoted to the expository study of Scripture. Connect with us at truthmatterschurch.org. Thank you for downloading this week's devotional titled Striving Together for the Faith. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy. As the world becomes more and more perverted every day, Christians must remain strong and united in our faith. The call to live differently from the unsaved permeates the Bible. God commanded His people, whether it be in the Old Covenant or the New Covenant, to be separate or holy from the world. Reference 1 Peter 1, verses 15 and 16. The Apostle Paul reiterated this point many times in his epistles, and we find that once again here in our passage today. In Philippians 1, verses 27 to 28, Paul wrote, "Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or remain absent, I will hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel, in no way alarmed by your opponents, which is a sign of destruction for them, but of salvation for you, and that too from God." In Ephesians 4, verse 1, Paul used very similar phrasing. "I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling which you have been called." He then explained what this worthy walk manifests itself as. "With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." That's Ephesians 4, verses 2 and 3. In our complementary Philippians passage, Paul omits a few of these specifics, perhaps because the church was already doing these things. Maybe no detailed reminder was necessary for the Philippians. However, just as he did in Ephesians 4, verses 4 to 6, he exhorts these believers to unite or remain united in one spirit and one mind in their faith of the gospel. The united body of Christ is a potent outward example of Christ living and working in believers. But that unification cannot be at the expense of truth, specifically the true gospel of Christ. There are many deceitful versions of the gospel floating around out there, all of which have some truth, but lack the saving power of Christ's real gospel. For example, the omission of the requirement for repentance, the addition of man-made traditions, or the obligation to obey the Old Testament laws all rob Christ of glory and the acknowledgement of His full propitiation for our sins. These are, as we read throughout Paul's letters to the Galatians and Corinthians, false gospels. Therefore, it is upon believers to carefully test and examine what we are taught and only unite around the one true biblical gospel. Reference 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21, and 1 John 4, verse 1. Paul says that as we stand firm in one spirit, we are to strive together. Looking at the Greek word here, it reminds me of those laboring in perfect sync. Remember seeing in old films when two men working together used sledgehammers to drive spikes into railroad ties? As one hammer came up, the other one was coming down. Their synchronous labor was like clockwork, and much more productive than if just done by one man. The unity of believers laboring together for the gospel in a common faith is impactful, and it scares the lost world. The true gospel is a fearsome and terrifying thing to those who refuse to repent and believe, as God has clearly revealed Himself in creation and allows no excuses for agnosticism. Reference Romans 1, verses 19 to 21. Therefore, those perishing often oppose and oppress true believers in Christ. But Paul reminds us not to be alarmed or frightened by the world's harsh reaction to this Christ-like behavior, because when we live our lives in a manner worthy of our calling, it is a sign of destruction for them, but of salvation for us. The Greek word rendered sign here, indeixis, speaks of proof or demonstrative evidence. It is something that is very clear and irrefutable, much like a criminal leaving their DNA at a crime scene. And conversely, this is the irrefutable proof of our salvation. Standing firm in the faith of the gospel, even when it's unpopular, politically incorrect, or even illegal to do that, gives us true assurance of our salvation. There is nothing more comforting than knowing for sure that your soul belongs to Jesus Christ forever. And this assurance allows us to be a living testimony to the indisputable proof of God's existence and His plan of salvation. Finally, as we've seen time and time again in our studies, Our faith, unity, and salvation are all from God. We can't do this ourselves or outside submission to the Lord and His perfect will. These three things all come from God and are sustained by God. What we need to do is surrender ourselves and our will to Him in humility and obedience. And He will work out His plan perfectly in and through us. See Romans 8, verse 28. We do appreciate you listening today and hope you enjoyed this expository-style devotional. For more biblical teaching, visit us at truthmatterschurch.org. Have a blessed day.